estar una vez más, un año más, con vida y estando festejando y recordando a nuestros benditos muertos. ¡Que vivan los muertos! ¡Que
vivan! I connect with Dia de los Muertos just being in California and being a part of a Hispanic culture that's blended, you know, from Southern California up to Northern California, and definitely believing that this time of year is when the veil is thinnest between the worlds, and being able to connect and honor the dead and remember them. And it's really beautiful to put them on altars and remember their faces and have dance with them.
Locals dress up as skeletons, men dress as women, and parties are thrown in graveyards to welcome death.
What are some of the practices that these people who practice Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead, what is it that they practice? Well, number one, they practice this matter of constructing altars, or what they call altares, to honor the dead. Altars are often decorated with an array of flowers, fruits, and favorite foods, candles, Day of the Dead bread, skeletons, and skulls. Oh, very nice, isn't it, huh? So just to use all that to honor the dead, that's a very nice thing to do, isn't it? Child altars are filled with candy and toys, whereas liquor and cigarettes are left for the adults for their long journey back. Yeah, that's really honoring, you know. Let's put some pot right here. Let's put some Marlboro cigarettes right here and some liquor, which probably killed this person, right? Due to cirrhosis of the liver. Well, let's see what the Bible says about altars here. You're in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible says here, "These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place." What is he saying? I don't want nothing to do with this. That's what God's saying. When you come into a land and you see the altars where they worship their false gods, tear it down, burn it. I don't want nothing to do with it. And let me say this, there's places here in Los Angeles, especially in Detroit, where altars are not just in the homes of people, they're in the streets. I mean, there's people who say, yeah, we fill the streets with altars so all the spirits can just roam and come into the homes. I mean, that's wicked. Filled with bones and skulls and things that are morbid. This is a very wicked practice. Go to 2 Kings chapter 21. It's obvious that altars is not a good thing, all right? But yet we see today, we'll see in a couple weeks, they're everywhere. And people don't even wince at it. They think it's a good thing. They think it's a beautiful thing. They decorate it with all kinds of flowers and make it look all pretty. But it's a loving of death.
I've been waiting 3 weeks for this. I love the skulls. I love the culture. It fascinates me. I'm delighted by the parade. It met all my expectations.